The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
1, 2, 3, 4, monsters walking across the floor. I love counting, counting to the number 4. Oh, you're counting, counting with me.
This week, Leaving Cert and Junior Cert students all over the country had to call a halt to their cramming, put aside their study notes or phones to sit their exams. For months, most students have been studying and even getting additional grinds. We sent our own star pupil, Liam Geraghty, to meet the businesses who've had their nose to the grind.
3 is a magic number.
How are you? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm here in Ashtown to meet Orhan Glardashti. Orhan is one of the thousands of teachers across the country who gives grinds to junior and senior cycle students. His student for the day, yours truly.
We all know that the sum of the angles in a triangle is 180 degrees, but not all can prove why it is, but it's actually very simple how to do it. So, for example, if we draw a triangle like this.
Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess.
It is truly the most rewarding job.
Orhan loves teaching.
When you see that a student understands something and they get this, now I get it. That's the greatest feeling you can get as a teacher, knowing that you have helped someone get there.
Before moving to Ireland, he was teaching refugee children in Denmark with the Red Cross.
And some of them I couldn't communicate with verbally. So it was a lot of drawing and visualization and approaching it in different ways so you can reach every student.
Now Orhan works as a self-employed teacher, making his living from giving grinds.
I suddenly found out that there's actually a huge demand for these kind of things over here because of how the educational system is and it's very difficult and all that. So it's a full-time job for me, actually.
Hello and welcome to homeschool.ie. My name is Martina Duffy and I'm going to be your maths teacher for the next 24 weeks.
Another avenue for students needing grinds can be found online. Homeschool.ie offers video lessons for primary, junior and leaving. It was set up by Monaghan teacher Paul Kelly.
Back in 2012, my mum got a lung transplant in the Mater Hospital in Dublin. During my time in hospital with my mum, I'd seen an awful lot of children who spend an awful lot of their time out of school, students with cystic fibrosis, and I said, right, wouldn't it be great if I could create an online platform so that those students who are in hospital could get access to some of the best teachers in the country.
So let's get started. Firstly,
having the idea was the easy part. Creating it was a different story.
A long story short, we came across a company called showoff.ie, web development company, and they decided to take a punt on us, on me, and I said, listen, I'll provide the teachers, I'll provide the lessons, you just build me a platform. And that's what we went, and I visited the credit union and visited the AIB and got as many loans as I dared to, really, and became completely normalised to having debt and setting up a business. And I went around the process of building it along with Showoff, and that's what we did in 2015. You can enrol at any time of the school year. So typically, over the last few weeks, you know, coming up now is exam time, we have students just signing up and revising an entire course in maybe a week or two, you know. Now, we don't advise that, but that's certainly something that is possible.
What are you going to do, Mr. Simpson?
Actually, I've been working on a plan. During the exam, I'll hide under some coats and hope that somehow everything will work out.
Or with our help, you can cram like you've never crammed before.
Whatever, either way is good.
Figure 8 as double 4. Figure 4 as half of 8.
Philip O'Callaghan, I'm the Managing Director of the Examcraft Group.
Examcraft supplies mock exam papers to schools as well as a range of other services.
We provide seminars into schools on study skills, youth leadership, well-being, and we also provide a range of learning journals which support students throughout the school year as they're preparing towards their exams.
Is it a lucrative kind of industry to be in?
Well, schools have very good customers and we don't have bad debts. So I think it's a very solid area to be in. And the education market, by and large, we would have found that through the recession, etc., the demand side was relatively static. So we didn't have a major dip in demand as a result of the recession. And indeed, if the economy is more buoyant, it's likely that students won't opt to do multiple mocks either. So I would say it's a static, stable business with a very good customer base.
Now multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27.
Then I draw a parallel line up here, parallel to this line right here.
Back in Ashdown, Oren is persevering with me. I'm allergic to mats.
No, I actually believe you did very well, but don't stop practicing.
Okay, I'll do my homework. Yeah.
That's a magic number.